Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf Mishnah He. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about a item that's connected to the ground and still could become Tameh. Here we'll talk about other types of cases. Mishnah says, Kofet Shekeva'o Benin Bach, a block of wood that was carved into a seat that someone fixed on top of a row of bricks in a wall. Keva'o Velo Bana Alav, if he took the block and he attached it to the wall in a way that was permanent but did not build on top of it, so the block is open and a person could sit on top of it. So you have a type of wall over here that a block of wood was put on top of, and it stays there, it's stuck over there, it's fixed in the spot. Bana ala velo keva'o, or he built bricks on top of it so it cannot be used as a seat, but he did not attach it to the wall in a permanent way. In both of these cases, tameh, the block could become tameh. Even though it's attached to the wall, the block is still a keli of its own in the first case because it now could be used as a seat. In the second case, it was attached to the wall in a temporary way. Therefore, it's not really part of the wall, and therefore, the block is still a keli and could become tameh through contact and also through tum'at midras. Keva'o ubana alav. In the next case, let's say he attached the block to the wall and he built on top of it. Tahor, the block here is tahor. The block is part of the wall. It's not its own keli. And just like a wall cannot become tameh, the block cannot become tameh as well. Mapatz shene tano al gabe akorot. If a person has a mat of reeds, which people usually sleep on and therefore would be part of the Tumat Midras world, and let's say it was placed over the beams of a house, the ceiling beams of a house. If he attached it to the beams with nails but never put plaster on it, or he put plaster on it but he never attached it with nails, In both these cases, tameh, the mat could become tameh. The mat could be removed simply and easily, and therefore it's not considered to be part of the roof. It keeps its identity as a keli that was used to lie on, and therefore could still become tameh with tum'at midras. Keva'o venatana lavitam etama'azeva tahor. But if you attach the mat to the beams with nails and also put plaster on it, the mat is tahor. It's very difficult to remove the mat from where it is, and therefore it's part of the roof, just like a roof which is attached to the ground cannot become tameh, the mat cannot become tameh as well. Ke'ara shekeva'a b'shida teva u'migdal, a plate that was attached to a bin, a chest, or a cabinet where one of these items was so large that it cannot become tameh. If it's not movable, then it cannot become tameh. Kederech kabalata teme'a, if the plate was attached in the way that it was used, it was attached right side up so that you could still put something on the plate and, let's say, eat from it. Therefore, it's teme'a. It's still functional. The plate is a keli. It can become tameh, and therefore, it's not considered to be part of the bin, the chest, or the cabinet. Shelo kedera kabalata tehora, but if it was not attached in the way that it was normally eaten from, let's say, and the plate was put upside down, then tehora, the plate is pure, it's not a keli, it's not a plate anymore of its own, it's just part of the bin, chest, or cabinet, and since those cannot become tameh, the plate cannot become tameh as well.